Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Two separate investigations are underway into the deaths of two competitors following a collision during the Sligo Stages rally in County Sligo yesterday afternoon. They've been named locally as Jean MacDonald from County Cavan and Dara Maguire from County Fermanagh. Both died at the scene when their Ford Escort rally car went out of control and hit a wall at about 3 o'clock in the afternoon during the sixth stage of the event. For more on this, I'm joined by Paul Deering, editor of the Sligo Champion. Paul, thanks for taking our call. Can you tell us what happened yesterday?
Yeah, it was the first rally, Philip, in Sligo, the Sligo Stages rally in 3 years post-COVID. And there's certainly a great sense of sadness this morning in Sligo following the deaths of the two experienced drivers. If it occurred at the rally was about two-thirds the way through, like it was probably in the latter stages, and that evening, then there was a gathering, a kind of celebration in the Sligo Park. But obviously, tragedy unfolded at about 3 o'clock. It was on a straight stretch of road, from on an 11k stage of the rally, which had already gone through once during that day. So this was on their second run at this particular stage. All cars were going through. Now the weather conditions were relatively good, but there had been a lot of rain the previous day and that morning, and there were sunny spells. So,
and had there been rain between the two stages, between the first and the second time that they went over this stretch of road?
I understand conditions improved as the day went on, and that on the first run through that particular stretch, conditions were poor, but had improved during the course of the day. And obviously, it's a tremendous tragedy, and investigations by both Gardaí and Motorsport Ireland are underway into to figure out what happened. I'm told it's the first double tragedy ever to take place in rally in Ireland, and certainly the first fatalities involved in the Sligo Stages rally, which has been running since the 1980s.
Was this stretch of the road where the accident occurred one where there were a lot of spectators?
There would have been spectators dotted around the course, rural county roads, but would have attracted an awful lot of spectators. Rallying is very popular in both Sligo and neighbouring counties. It would bring a lot of spectators. A huge safety protocols are in place, so spectators are maybe not as close as they would normally be in years ago. So at various vantage points, but extremely well, safety protocols
and
would be huge.
It's a smaller event than the Donegal rally or rallies in Kerry, is it? So there would be less spectators anyway?
It wouldn't be on the same league basis as the international rallies in Donegal and Galway and in Killarney, but certainly would have been a very popular one. It has been going a long time in Sligo. It would still attract a number of people, particularly in the service station area in Killooney. It was very popular, especially with parents and young kids.
Two requests from Gardaí: one, that people not share images of the fatality on social media, and secondly, that they would give to them any images that were recorded of this accident. Do you understand why it is that they're investigating, why it is that they want this footage?
Yeah, it's Philip, as you imagine, the car went offline for some reason along that stretch, and it was obviously would be a tremendous help to the Gardaí and Motorsport Ireland in terms of going forward again. It would be a lesson perhaps for other future rallies as well, to study what happened. And the Gardaí are anxious that any footage would. In respects, it's like an investigation into another road fatality. And any assistance would be very valuable to the Gardaí in trying to come to an understanding what happened. So they have asked for footage, and people who do have footage are asked to contact Sligo Garda Station on 071-915-7000 or the confidential Garda line 1-800-666-111.
And indeed, our thoughts with the MacDonald family in Cavan and the Maguire family in Fermanagh. Incredibly, incredibly sad news, and one would wonder how it is that they're beginning to try and come to terms with it. Paul Deering, editor of the Sligo Champion, thank you very much for talking to us this morning. We're going to be talking about the European heatwave after this.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.